Now the scripture tells us, let the redeemed of the Lord, well, that was pretty anemic. How would you say? What would you say? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I just want to glorify Jesus Christ this morning. I want to praise him and thank him. I want to bless his holy name. I want to lift it up as high as I can lift it. Because he sacrificed himself and came down here. And I tell you, I will never know the suffering. I will never know the agony that his soul went through, that he might take me, the wandering sheep, and lay me on his shoulder and bring me back home. Thank you, Jesus. All glory to your holy name. My brethren, this morning, this church is the university of angels, and you can't see them, but there are thousands upon thousands here in this place, and they're listening to us. What can we say about Jesus this morning? Glory to his holy name. You know, they've never been redeemed because they never fell, but we fell. And we've been redeemed. And oh, I tell you what we ought to say about the God who has loved us with such an amazing love. Well, we're too weak and we're too anemic. But maybe we'll get there one day in this life. I know we'll get there in the next. And there'll be no inhibitions. And there'll be no fear of man. And we'll be able to praise him like we want to praise him. That we find it hard to do. Right now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. That's a lot of confidence right there, isn't it? But glory to the grace of God, which enables us through the Holy Spirit to both do and will to do the things which we are commanded. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. Now that's talking about church discipline. And we have to practice church discipline sometimes when we walk disorderly to withdraw from that brother. But you know, the wonderful thing is that the grace of God is there for us to change and come back to serving Jesus and be received back in the church. Hallelujah. From every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing, And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace, always, by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.